Two people meet, two people fall in love, two people have a misunderstanding or disagreement of some sort and break up. But then two people realize they can't live without each other. Hello, this is Christine Burright, graduate of the UNO MFA in Screenwriting Program, filmmaker and aspiring TV writer for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today. Whether you're looking for an escape from the heat or simply just an escape, rom-com movies have long been the go-to for audiences seeking a feel-good viewing experience. They're low-stress, somewhat predictable, and offer plenty of light-hearted laughs. This summer, Netflix is really delivering with some top-notch rom-coms. I've watched two in recent weeks that I would recommend to you, and sure, these movies may not be entirely realistic, and they're not necessarily highbrow or cutting edge in their storytelling, but that's not why we turn to rom-coms, is it? Voicemails for Isabel. Voicemails for Isabel is a romantic comedy drama written and directed by Leah McKendrick and starring Zoe Deutsch as Jill and Nick Robinson as Wes. This movie is a little bit of a modern-day Sleepless in Seattle, following Jill as she navigates life in San Francisco after the loss of her sister, Isabel. Jill begins leaving hilariously confessional voicemails on Isabel's old number, which are unknowingly being sent to Wes back in Jill's hometown of Austin, Texas. Wes begins to fall in love with Jill via her voicemails and orchestrates a trip to San Francisco to meet Jill in person. What I love about Voicemails for Isabel, aside from the adorable chemistry between Deutsch and Robinson, is the combo of good old-fashioned rom-com nonsense and truly heartfelt moments. This film is both silly and heartbreaking, which is not an easy thing to do. Office Romance. This one is, as you might guess, a rom-com about two people who work together and, yes, fall in love. Office Romance is directed by Oliver Parker, written by Brett Goldstein and Joe Kelly, and stars Jennifer Lopez as Jackie and Goldenstein as Daniel, who viewers might recognize from Ted Lasso fame. Jackie is a high-powered airline CEO who runs a tight ship at the office, including a rigid anti-fraternization policy for all her employees, which is put to the test when she starts crushing on her newly appointed lead corporate lawyer. The two workaholics start a secret relationship that might end up costing one or both of them their jobs. Office Romance is J-Lo's first R-rated comedy, and yes, that R rating is well earned with Goldstein and Kelly's script. It's full of bits and gags that veer into territory usually reserved for bawdy comedies like The Hangover or American Pie, which is uncharacteristic for Lopez's career, but her superstar on-screen likability shines through. Movies like Voicemails for Isabel and Office Romance might get mixed reviews, and they surely will not be winning any awards at the major awards shows this season, but that doesn't mean they don't go straight to our hearts. This has been Christine Burright for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today.